Good morning. Last Friday, on Friday evening, one of my fellow priests arrived at the airport in Atlanta from Dallas. I went to pick him up. And on our way, he was sharing with me. He said, as the plane was about to land at Atlanta airport, the captain of the airplane announced, "Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Rise up. Welcome to Atlanta. Go Falcons." I don't know if John said the same. We have one pilot sitting here. John Darkstader. Even the pilots say that. Rise up. This is what we hear everywhere these days, right? Even Deacon Mike said to the kids. And why do we say so? Rise up. The kids had the answer. Because Jesus rose from the dead. So let us also rise up and shine like Jesus, the light of the world. Be the light of the world and salt of the earth. What a beautiful teaching by Jesus, today's gospel. How do we become a light and salt to one another? The Super Bowl is becoming a light to the whole nation. It's amazing to see how sports and games can bring people together. It's amazing. And it's a beautiful thing. Today, our whole nation is one. Although there are two teams competing, that's always the case in any sports. But it is all about healthy competition. And a wonderful time together to sit back and relax, enjoy the friendship, the company, the love. That's what it is all about. Super Bowl, football brings people together from across the nation. It's like cricket in India. Have you heard of cricket? Not the chirping cricket. But you come to India, you will know what cricket is. When there is a national competition cricket going on, my God, the whole country comes to a standstill. They don't work. The government declares holiday for everybody so that they can all watch the cricket game. That is how spirited they are. I see the same here too in our country. It's everywhere. That's how sports bring people together, builds up our unity, which we very badly need these days. We need to come together and not to divide, but to build up one great nation and to become, shine forth, not only to our own nation, but to the whole world, as we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth." Let us affirm that. There is so much of salt in us. What does salt do? It adds taste to the food. No one would ever say after tasting food, "Oh, how tasty the salt is." Nobody would ever say that. They would say, "How tasty the food is." All because of the salt. If the salt is missing in the food, you say, it's not tasty. Do you have some salt? It's all about adding taste into the lives of others without taking the credit for it. Salt does not take any credit. Nobody ever notices when the food is tasty. They don't even think of salt. But the salt gives taste to that food. That's what we are called to be as Catholic Christians in the world. Light. What does light do? It removes darkness from the world. That's why when the sun comes up, we are happy. We rise up. Get up from the bed. Run. We have so many things to do because it's day bright. So I say it's a bright Sunday. Sometimes I call it sunny day. Not always, you know. But it is rather sunny day today. Yeah. That's all what it matters. We just shine forth light. There are so many people who continue to travel, go through the tunnels of darkness in their lives. Yes. So many. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, we can become a ray of light in their lives. Prophet Isaiah beautifully says in today's first reading, some practical ways in which we can become light and salt to one another. Share your bread with the hungry. Shelter the homeless, the oppressed. Clothe the naked. Yeah. These are great teachings from Jesus, and they are challenging teachings, especially these days. How do we reconcile with the fact, with what is going on around us? How do we shelter the homeless, the refugees? It's a tough thing. When we try to do the right thing, but there is always some bad elements everywhere who try to become a stumbling block in what our good things we try to do. So it's a tough decision to make. How do we filter the evil ones from coming in? At the same time, trying to do good for the innocent ones. That's why, sir, today's gospel is very challenging for us. I wish there was a better way to filter and figure out how to avoid the evil ones so that we can be merciful and compassionate towards the good ones, the innocent ones who suffer. St. Paul speaks, although the reading was slightly different, but he says that he was always a slave to Christ. He became nothing so that he can be a light and salt to others. He did not take any credit for himself, for all the great things that he did by humbling himself, becoming a slave to all. He became a light and salt to so many lives. You and I, we have so many opportunities to become light and salt. There is so much light within us, brothers and sisters. Sometimes we do not even pay attention to that. We have so much goodness within each one of us. That's why Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." He addressed directly to each one of us. You are the salt of the earth. Come on, rise up and recognize that and shine forth. Through our parish worship programs that we are offering, so many opportunities for us to become a light and salt to one another by knowing and living and sharing our faith through the various ministries and apostolates that we are doing. As I said, there are so many people who continue to live in the darkness of sin and sufferings, doubts, hesitations, fear in their lives. Maybe a few minutes sitting down with each one of them, we can be a light to their lives. Help them to get out of their darkness and again find that ray of light that will lead them to happiness, to peace and joy in their lives. Let us try to ask ourselves, how do I become salt and light to one another? Amen.